Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check out the video. Just search in the social media or Roku or Comcast. Well, the Sharks have now lost 8 games in a row. First, they lost 5 games on a 5-game homestand. Then they went on a 2-game road trip. They lost both of those games. And then they are back home now for a 3-game homestand. They opened up the homestand against the Dollar Star, which they were leading that game 6-3, but then gave up 4 consecutive goals to lose that game in overtime. Well, the positive of that is that Dollar Stars were practically tied for number 1 spot in the Central Division, and they're in the top 6 in the National Hockey League. So for Sharks to be tied with that team in last 2 games against that team is pretty impressive. After all, Sharks are in a rebuild and pretty much at the bottom of the league. So that's sort of positive from that. But today, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the New York Islanders. The Sharks had played 1 game against the Islanders in New York, which the Sharks came back from a 3-goal deficit to win that game in the overtime. And today is the 2nd of the final matchups between these 2 teams this season. So with that, the New York Islanders are currently 4th in the Metropolitan Division with 68 points, while the San Jose Sharks are still dead last in the Pacific Division with just 36 points. Well, actually 37 after that OT loss yesterday. Now, in the last 10 games, the San Jose Sharks are 1-7-2, and the New York Islanders are 5-3-2. But more importantly, the Islanders have now won 4 consecutive games prior to today. So they are coming in hot, and that's something the Sharks are going to have to find their way with. And also, for the last 5 games, the leading scorer for the San Jose Sharks is Anthony Duclair, who had 5 goals in 5 games and 3 assists. So he had 8 points. And he's going to be out of the lineup due to the coming up trade deadline. He's a possible contender that might be traded by tomorrow. Now, so Sharks going to lose their biggest offensive power in the last 5 games. But also, Fabian Zetterlund is leading the Sharks with 4 assists in the last 5 games. Now, on the New York Islanders, it has been Brock Nelson with 4 goals and 6 points. And also, Noah Dobson, who's a defender for the Islanders, has 5 assists. So it's going to be a pretty tough matchup for the Sharks. They have some changes in the lineup today because of the trade deadline. And also, there's going to be some changes in the net as well. So with that, let's go to the lineup for tonight. So on the top line for San Jose Sharks, since Anthony Duclair is out, so on the top is Mike Hoffman with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line is Filip Zadina with William Eklund and Luke Cunning. On the third line is Kevin LeBanc with Nico Sturm and Justin Bailey. On the fourth line is Tomas Bordalo. So he got a call up from the AHL today because Duclair was out, and he's going to be playing that left wing with Ryan Carpenter and Giovanni Smith. In the defense tonight is Mario Ferraro with Kyle Burrows and Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta and Mark Edward Vlasic with Kalen Edison. In the net tonight is going to be Magnum Corona. Toronto will be playing his fourth NHL game today. The first game that he started, that he got the start on, he played for 30 minutes. He allowed 4 goals in that, and then he was replaced by McKenzie. The second game, he was actually in place for Kaapo, who was replaced after 40 minutes. So he only played 20 minutes in December, and in that game, he also allowed 4 goals. So after that, the only full from start to finish 60 minutes or the full game came in Dallas, which was tied 2-2, but Sharks lost that game in overtime. That has been the best game so far by Magnus Crona. And tonight he's getting a start and he's looking to sort of get a win here. That would be his first win if that was to happen. So with that, well, let's go to the games and see what happened in the first period. Well, before the game started, the San Jose Sharks have announced their first trade. They have traded Anthony Duclair to Tampa Bay Lightning for right shooting defender Jack Thompson and third round pick for 2024 draft. Well, as soon as the game started on the very first shift, Noah Dobson got the puck on top of the right circle. He was trying to pass it, shooting it wide, but the puck got deflected off of a Sharks skate and then off of Kyle Burrows into the San Jose Sharks net. And just like that, the Sharks were on a wrong end of a 1-0 lead. Well, after that, the San Jose Sharks settled in a bit and played a fairly competitive first period. But in the last 2 minutes of the game, Nelson skated the puck through the center of the blue line into the Sharks zone, and he passed it to Horvat in the left circle. And Horvat brought past it from that dot in the left circle to Alexander Romanov, and he ripped a one-timer wrister that got past Corona and made it 2-0 Islanders. That's how the second period ended, and the Sharks were outshot 12-9.
Now Brock Nelson, Barzal, back and they score! Alexander Romanov.
Well, in the first 2 minutes of the second period, the San Jose Sharks drew a hooking penalty, and on the power play, William Eklund took a hard shot on goal that was deflected off of the skate of Thomas Bortolo into the net, which made it 2-1 Islanders. Congratulations to Bortolo. He came back in the lineup after a long time and got a goal.
Back out for Fabian Zetterlund. Eklund waits as the defenseman Dobson went down. Pass to the goal now, and they score! Thomas Bortolo will get the power play goal to Eklund. Back out for Fabian Zetterlund. Eklund waits as the defenseman Dobson went down. Pass to the goal now, and they score!
At 11:24 of that second period, Bo Horvat got the puck behind the right goal line, and he skated straight to front of that crease and wristed a shot off the far post and made it 3-1 Islanders.
By Nelson. Now Horvat walks it out front and scores. Bo Horvat.
Just 25 seconds later, Mike Hoffman got the puck in the Sharks zone. He skated up the right boards and passed it forward to Giovanni Smith, who got to the bottom of the right circle, passed it right back to Mike Hoffman in the slot, and he wristed a shot that trickled through the 5-hole in the net, which made it 3-2 Islanders.
There by Hoffman. He'll come across the line with Smith. Giovanni Smith! Mike Hoffman scores!
Just 15 seconds later, San Jose Sharks turn over the puck in their own zone, and it eventually ends up on the tape of Kyle MacLean, who was low by the left goal line, and he wristed a shot that rang off the top bar into the net and made it 4-2 Islanders.
10th goal of the year. And the Sharks claw back to within one again. Here's Pelling. And that one's knocked down in front of the net, and they score on the rebound.
And just 2 minutes later, another turnover by the Sharks. This time, Henry Thrun tried to clear the puck. He chipped it up, but not high enough. Matthew Barzal gloved it down, passed it to Nelson on the left, who passed it right back to Barzal, low in that right circle, and he wristed a shot in the net, which made it 5-2 Islanders.
On that, Barzal gloves it down. On the attack, the Islanders. Nelson Barzal, he scores!
And another 2 minutes later at 16:25 off that second period, Horvat passed the puck to Sebastian Aho on the left side, and he wristed a shot to the far side, which made it 6-2 Islanders. And that's how the second period ended.
Zetterlund with a nice chance there, but Sorokin made the save. Now Horvat back across. They score! Sebastian.
Well, the Sharks started the third period down 6-2, and 8 minutes into that third period, while the Islanders were on a power play, Anders Lee took a shot from behind the left goal line that got deflected off of the skate of Magnus Corona into the Sharks' net. And that kind of summarizes the night for the Sharks. Nothing really went the Sharks' way tonight. The final score, 7-2. Islanders.
Their power play, a good one. 13th, and they score from the corner.
Well, Mario Ferraro was -2 today. He had 0 shots on goal, and he had 21 minutes and 20 seconds of ice time. Let's listen in to Mario Ferraro.
Mario, tough loss, obviously. Didn't get the start right with the bounce, obviously. Just put you guys on the back foot right away.
No, I actually thought our first period was pretty good. I thought, you know, despite that early goal that, you know, they got a bounce on, I thought we actually recovered pretty well. And, you know, I think the second period really hurt us tonight. Just fell behind and got, you know, too loose and let our emotions, I think, get the best of us there in the second. But, you know, the bounce is unfortunate, but it happens. And I don't think that really changed the momentum of the game for us. I thought it was more in the second period.
You've talked about, you know, the human feeling of, you know, the losing streaks this year. A guy like Duclair, obviously, right before the game is announced he's traded to Tampa Bay. What does it mean to lose a guy like that just in a game like this? Just that energy that he brings?
Yeah, it's tough. It's like this, you know, it's a kind of a part of the game, you know, around this time of year that kind of stuff happens. And obviously he's been pretty hot lately too, and a big piece for us, especially in the last, you know, couple weeks, his offense and scoring the goals that he has been scoring. So that sucked, and obviously not having Barbie tonight, you know, sucked as well. So, but like I said, like it's a part of the game, and you know, we as players have to do our best to you know, not let those distractions get in the way of the task at hand. And but yeah, it is definitely human nature. It's in the back of your mind, and we're gonna miss a guy like Dookie, and I don't know what the status is with Barbie right now, but yeah, we're gonna miss Dookie for sure.
What's the biggest thing you're gonna miss about having him as a teammate, and on the ice and off the ice, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've said this before, like his energy is great. You know, is the way he plays on the ice is kind of replicates how he is off the ice too. He's high energy. He's a great, you know, he's a selfless guy. You know, he's always pumping other guys up and making them feel good about themselves when they have success out there on the ice. That's something I really, really notice and you know, love about Dookie. And you know, his personality and his energy is infectious. And I think that you know, Tampa is really going to benefit from that.
You know, 20 games left here. How do you guys try to keep the spirits up here? And you know, some more guys might be on the way out. How do you guys try to keep things positive, I guess?
It's up to us as, you know, athletes to do our job and you know, only focus on the things that we can control. And you know, our goal is to continue to get better and improve. And yes, it's not easy losing guys at the deadline. I've kind of been, this is my fifth year in the league here, and we've kind of been at that stage where we've gotten rid of some guys, and it sucks. But like I said, you know, we get paid to do what we love to do here, and it's important that we continue to do what we love to do at the highest level that we can, and that's our job. So it's a non-negotiable thing.
When did you guys find out about the trade?
Just before the game, like, we heard bickering about it. So
just for yourself, this trade deadline, of course, like you mentioned, it's your fifth one. Is it, I don't want to use the word easier, but are you just kind of used to it, or is this one harder for you in particular? Or just how you can just describe your own feeling?
No, I'm not used to it, I don't think. every trade deadline is definitely hard. It's not easy. At least every one that I've been a part of has been tough. And, it's just a part, like I said, it's a part of the game, and it's something that I understand, but it's never, it never gets easier to lose guys that, you played with and developed a relationship with, and then, we wish the people that aren't here, or the people that go somewhere else, in the situation that we're in, that, we wish them the success and the best of luck. And in Doogie's case, it's, that's what we hope for him.
You're waiting for the day where you guys can be buyers at the deadline. Are you optimistic that day could come, fairly soon here?
I'm always positive. I'm always excited for another opportunity. Because you never know how long those opportunities are going to last. And so I try not to take anything for granted, and I'm always positive. And, there's nothing, just the thought of that, excites me, right? So that's the goal for myself, for this organization to be at. So that's something that we always have our mind on looking to improve to get to.
A game like tonight, how do you keep the spirits up of a young goalie like Magnus?
I mean, it's, he's at this level for a reason. I don't want to say that he's a guy that, he relies on us to have to keep him up. He's a guy that, he's here for a reason, and I'm sure, like, as a goaltender, it's definitely not easy for any player. It's not easy when things may not be going your way, and, I thought he had an amazing night in Dallas, and tonight just a couple bad balances, and we could have played much better in front of him. So there's always something you could say and keep him positive and, give him a tap and say keep going. But I don't think he struggled tonight. I think that we really just, we could have been better in front of him. And he is obviously experienced, and he's a good goaltender. He should be able to do those things. That's what, got him here. So we believe that he can do that.
Thanks, Mario.
Thomas Borlo had one goal today. He had three shots on goal, but he was also -3, and he had 15 minutes and 34 seconds of ice time.
Thomas, on your goal, can you talk about what you saw there?
Yeah, I mean, hit my skate and went in, so it's just right spot, right time, and Ecky made a nice play. So yeah, it felt good, just to get the first one in a while out of the way. So yeah.
Was there any intention with sort of your skate there, or was it just kind of?
I kind of tried to lift it up too late, I guess, and then, I went in. So, I don't know. I'm just happy I went in.
And speaking of the goal you're on the ice for, though, the one by Aho, in terms of just picking that up, is that part of the challenge of just how fast NHL is and just, picking up your kind of assignments defensively? You're still, working on that?
Yeah, I was looking around trying to pick him off, and, he went on one side. Better stick, and could have avoided that.
Do you feel like tonight, had some good moments, and obviously a little couple of rough moments, still learning? Do you feel like it was an improvement from last time you were up in the NHL? For yourself?
Yeah, I'm just getting better every day, so that's it.
How does obviously you had somewhat of a relationship with Duke Clair over the summer, a little bit during your time in the beginning. I mean, what does it mean to see him go? Obviously, you weren't in the NHL for a lot of the year, but you had a relationship with him off the ice.
Yeah, obviously, sucks. Love him a lot. I'll see him start of the summer. So, I'm wishing him good luck, and I'm sure he's going to do great. He's a great dude. We're going to miss him in the locker room for sure.
What did he mean to you at the start of the season?
Yeah, he meant a lot. I mean, I think it's the first time I've had a guy, that was that involved and, kind of helping me starting my pro career. And I only have good words to say about him. And wherever team he goes to, they're lucky. So, yeah.
Did you kind of keep in touch with Duke throughout the season?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, whenever we could. You know, obviously we had different schedules and stuff, but you know, whenever we could hang out and just do stuff together. And it was nice. We don't live too far from each other, so it's cool.
Well, let's go to Coach David Quinn for his thoughts on the game today.
David, what's your reaction to the Duclair trade?
Obviously, sorry to see him go. He's just playing his best hockey here over the last 5-6 weeks, and you know, he's been a great guy to coach. You know, just really brings an awful lot of energy to our locker room. Obviously, a very productive player offensively, and you know, sad to see him go, but happy for him. He's going to get an opportunity to play in a playoff team and you know, contend for a Stanley Cup. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about him, but I'm happy for him.
Do you know anything about Jack Thompson?
I do not. We didn't get word of the trade until right before puck drop, so I haven't had a chance to do my homework yet.
Was his energy missed on the bench tonight? I feel like off the bad bounce in the first one.
Yeah, it goes off two skates.
Right? Yeah. But was that
it? Rains and pours. Yeah, and I think, you know, it doesn't help the timing of it. You find out right before you go out on the ice, it doesn't help, you know, so. But. You know, that being said, I didn't mind our first period. I know we're down 2-0, but I didn't mind our first period. And then second period, just, I didn't love our second period.
Thomas Boerler obviously scored the goal, but on the sixth one, just looked like he was late to pick up his man.
Puck watching, right? Biggest disease in hockey, causing an awful lot of problems. And, you know, we got back and stood up and watched. And that, you know, he was the only one that happened.
After.
To a bunch of guys tonight. And, they survived it.
Sorry, you're after Hoffman's goal, they come right back and make it 4-2. How much was that? Just a letdown for them.
Yeah, just get run around our D zone, just not really. You know, when you talk about effort, a lot of effort is physical, but a lot more of it's mental. And I just thought we got away from our mental effort.
You know, Henry obviously gives away the puck there up the middle, and then the backtrack on the. The Aho goal wasn't quite there. Just those type of mistakes. Is that looking forward to just sort of eradicating that before the end of the season here?
Well, we didn't have it for four games, you know, and I touched on it. I know we haven't won, but we could, you know, it was in a shootout to Dallas. It was an overtime to Dallas. We had a good game against Anaheim, a battle against Minnie, and then this, you know. So, you know, we got to get back to addressing a few things that have slipped in our game tonight.
20 games left here. Maybe some more guys being moved out tomorrow. How do you try to keep the spirits up here over these last quarter?
Well, that's our job. You know, and so far, like I've said repeatedly, I give our players a lot of credit. They've really come here and they've been coachable. They work. They stay together for the most part. It's been an enjoyable group to coach. It sucks losing. It wears on everybody. You know, and our job is to continue to be demanding and make people better. Create an environment where they want to come here every day and compete together. That's really what our job is.
I know I asked you this in the morning, but starting the third period, 6-2, in terms of leaving Koppel on the bench there, was that trade-related reasons or why did you?
No, I wanted to see how Magnus was going to handle a tough situation. It's part of development, okay? So that was the reason I did that, and I thought he did a pretty good job again, the seventh one. Of Ruta skate, you know, so I wanted to see what it was made of. I think it was a test for him. He did a good job.
What do you look for in that situation from a young goalie in terms of
competing? You know, are you going to mail it in? Are you going to hang in there and nut up and finish the job? You know, we were looking for that out of all of our players. I didn't want to let him off the hook. I wanted to see if he was willing to stand in there and, you know, compete under difficult circumstances. I think it's something that tells you a lot about people.
Talk also about Barrow City and Marijuana tonight and even trade related reasons.
Yeah. You know, after I got done with you guys, I wasn't sure thereafter. Mike and I talked, and a couple of things had happened. That was his decision. So.
Well, a tough loss for the Sharks indeed. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 7-4 and blocked shots 19-15. While the Islanders led in shots 33-25, faceoffs 55%-45%, giveaways 9-6, and takeaways 10-5. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. All three stars are from the New York Islanders. The number one star is Bo Horvat, who had one goal and two assists. Number two star is Brock Nelson with three assists, and he was plus four tonight. And the third star is Noah Dobson, who had one goal and he was plus two. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check out the videos in social media. Just search for INDTV USA or on Comcast or on Roku. We will see you again on Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Ottawa Senators right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you listening on the audio network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.